Last week, the nominations for the Golden Globes and the Grammys came out. Some were expected, some were eyebrow-raising, and a few are pleasant surprises. Let's start with the Golden Globes. One film in particular is getting a lot of attention.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine. I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
That's, of course, a clip from Marvel's blockbuster Black Panther. The superhero film raked in 3 award nominations, including a Best Picture nod.
Unlike the Oscars, the Golden Globes also give out awards for Best Musical or Comedy. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga's A Star Is Born remake got a nomination here. But the pop star-fueled film is going up against some tough competition. Emily Blunt's Mary Poppins Returns and Crazy Rich Asians.
But Bohemian Rhapsody will not be the champion, Mark, not making the cut. The critically acclaimed female-led crime thriller Widows was also snubbed. And in the television categories, Julia Roberts earned a nomination for Best Actress for her role in Amazon's Homecoming.
What happened to the fish?
I got rid of them. Just figured it was for the best. I couldn't get into it.
Homecoming is also getting a nod for Best Drama Television Series, along with FX's The Americans and BBC America's Killing Eve. From the musical or comedy category, Amazon's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, of which Mark and I both love, is a strong contender, along with HBO's Barry.
Now, following the Golden Globes is the music industry, the Grammys, which air on February 10th. Kendrick Lamar and Drake lead the pack. And we'll see Lady Gaga at this award show, too. Her single Shallow from A Star Is Born also got a nomination.
Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling.
The Oscar nominations won't come out until January 23rd, but there's already a controversy swirling there, too. Comedian and actor Kevin Hart was set to host the awards, but just hours after the announcement, he stepped down after news of past homophobic tweets surfaced. Hart later apologized and after refusing to do so, but he was slammed again for appearing insincere. It's still up in the air who will host the Oscars now, but we're keeping our hopes up for our pick, Steve Goldstein.
Seems pretty unlikely, but you never know. Phoenix is a short flight from L.A., so
not far.
Anything's possible, right?